It was on my mission while in the Roswell, New Mexico area that I met Paul Wasson. He was not a member of the church. He was not interested in becoming one, but he let us practice our discussions on him, and he was a government trapper. One visit to his home, he said, "I feel like I can trust you. I want to show you something." He took us out to his workshop and handed us a piece of metal. And he swung the sledgehammer as hard as he could, but it would only bounce off the metal, not leave a single mark. When we asked Mr. Wasson where he got it, he told us his story. One day, while out trapping, some sort of aircraft had crashed.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern-day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
Welcome back to Blurry Creatures. We have a fun one for you today. Sometimes we get some emails and we from people, and Luke and I will kind of go back and forth for a while before we feel like, okay, there's something here. We have a listener named Drew who has an interesting story about his father, you know, going on a mission and making friends with a trapper in New Mexico, of all places. And then after some conversations, they became buddies. He showed him a piece of the Roswell crash wreckage. Mm-hmm. And it was just a minor detail that he wrote home and told his family about. But we have some evidence of this guy, his him by his government truck doing his work. So there's more. It's more than just a hearsay episode. We have proof this guy existed, and some other corroborating stories of his dad telling the story. So
this is awesome because it builds upon a lot of the episodes that we've put out already, Nate. Like, exactly. I love how these things work, right? Like, we talked to Derek Olson about retrieved craft. We talked to L.A.
Marzulli. Derek talked about the Roswell crash.
Yeah, and then we talked to L.A. Marzulli specifically about Roswell. And yeah. And he went out and went to the ranch and found where he believed the debris field was and found metal. Yeah. And it's fascinating now because you've got, you know, a direct relative when it comes to Drew and his father having an encounter with, you know, real people, real verifiable people in the Roswell area that have pieces. And you know, it's funny. Yeah. It's the hunters and the trappers, right, that are out you know, traipsing around the countryside that find things that are out of the ordinary, whether it be, you know, an encounter with something like Bigfoot that they know is not something in the woods, or they stumble upon wreckage of pieces of a down craft. And you know, I think when we started the show, this would have felt really far-fetched, but you know, we just lived through 2023 and the House Oversight Committee, you know, hearings on UAPs, David Grush coming forward and whistleblowing, saying that factions of the government, black ops, non-government entities have retrieved and have possession of crafts and what they call non-human biologics. So this stuff is going on. It's very pertinent, but you know, we're going back all the way back in the time machine, the DeLorean, go back to 1947 when this event happened, and then fast forward a bit to, I believe, the 70s when there was folks sitting around saying, "Hey man, I got a piece of something you might want to see."
Yeah, this guy Paul has kept it
in his hope chest,
his shed.
Yeah,
yeah. For like 30 years, he kept this thing, and or 20 some years, and it's kind of interesting. It's definitely a collector's piece.
It is.
Somebody out there might have this piece of wreckage. It's not a small piece of wreckage, too. I mean, he describes it as a pretty big piece of metal, and it is accurate to what we've heard on the show by previous guests. So So this is another fun members episode. If you guys, this is how we support the show. We have some really cool content behind the paywall here for Luke and I spend hours and days recording all the time, editing, producing, and it's just us right now doing this. And we appreciate you guys out there that are members of the show and help make it happen. You know, as always, members episodes are ad free. Members episodes are come straight to your phone through the RSS, and you get those episodes first as well. So if you want to become a member of the show, make this happen, you get access to a whole bunch of other stuff, tickets, exclusive chats, and chat rooms.
Channels.
Lots of reasons. Channels, yeah.
Merch discounts.
Merch, yeah.
There's no way. You know, give it a shot. Come on now. Come on down.
Yeah. It's not too much. A couple bucks a month. It really makes this thing go. And you can go to blurrycreatures.com/members. Feel good and keep the Blurryverse rolling. Appreciate you guys out there. We will post all the details if you're not a member yet, the details of this episode on our channel, our social media channel, so you can check out that. And that will entice you maybe to sign up for this.
To make the leap.
For this
one. The quantum leap, if you will.
The quantum into the Blurryverse.
That's correct. Very well. Very well done, sir. It's like we've done a few of these before, huh? Quantum leap. Yeah.
Yep, quantum leap. That was a good show.
Not Schwarzenegger either. Bummer.
1989. So technically, it's on brand.
Quantum leap. Right in the wheelhouse.
Baby. But appreciate you guys out there. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Hope you enjoy this one.